To end tonight's show, we take you to Utah, a state often associated with conservative values and the Mormon religion. But this weekend, Salt Lake City is host to a different sort of gathering, a convention of tattoo artists and devotees. Julie Rose of member station KCPW is there.
The Salt Lake International Tattoo Convention is right next door to a huge conference for soccer moms. But it's pretty easy to tell which conference goers are destined for which gathering. Tattoo convention organizer Nate Drew says it took some convincing, but artists from all over the world are now choosing the Salt Lake Convention over other tattoo gatherings.
There's a lot of preconceived ideas about Salt Lake.
The cool thing is that a lot of people are wanting to come here now instead of LA and New York and Toronto and even Milan or Berlin. We're getting the top-notch artists.
Artists like Shanghai Kate Hellenbrand from Buffalo, New York. She's an icon in the industry, one of the very first women to start tattooing back in the 70s. Hellenbrand says a lot has changed since then.
When I started, there were no conventions. There were no magazines. Sports stars and actresses didn't sport their tattoos the way they do now. Before, it was pretty much looked upon as just a military activity or a fallen woman kind of thing, you know.
At the moment, Hellenbrand is tattooing a colorful buzzard reminiscent of a Popeye cartoon on the forearm of a young tattoo artist named Chris Arredondo.
It's awesome. Pretty cool, you know, just getting a little piece of history on your arm.
British tattoo artist Naresh is working in the States for the first time.
Seems like people over here go for a lot more visible tattoos on their necks and hands. You don't see quite so much of that in England.
The convention is an exhibitionist's dream. Open-air booths where tattooees expose masses of flesh and hold perfectly still as they are pounded by thousands of tiny, ink-filled needles. The buzzing of tattoo guns battles the music blaring from the sound system. Most attendees are young and heavily pierced, but Valerie Williams is getting her first tattoo, a tasteful butterfly on the top of her foot.
It feels really hot, like someone just digging at you with a hot needle. Now, like doing this, I'm like, this might be the one and only.
Her tattoo artist is Sergio Reynoso, who lives here. He jokes about the nature of his business in a conservative religious community.
People in religion, they always say, oh no, your body's a temple, don't do that. But how many temples do you know they don't have decoration? Every church, any religion, any temple is always beautiful, windows, stained glasses. So how come you cannot do yours?
For the thousands of convention goers here, it seems tattoo art is a religion. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Salt Lake City.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Levin.